Hi, I'm John Glass, NU6P, here at Advanced Computer Controls. Welcome to the RC96 Getting Started tape. We hope that you find the information on this tape informative and helpful. Before hooking up your new controller, please read through the manual at least once. This will familiarize you with the controller's complete operation and will be time well spent. Be sure to have the manual handy so that you can stop the tape and refer to appropriate sections as we go along. Chapter 2 describes the initial installation of the controller into your repeater. Be sure to disconnect the existing audio and keying paths between your receiver and transmitter, as the RC96 will be handling these functions. We will assume that you have connected COS and receiver audio to the controller, and that you have connected transmit audio and push-to-talk from the controller to your transmitter. Connect plus 12 volts and ground to the controller, either to the barrel plug or to the terminal block on the rear panel. If you have the front panel display with the built-in keypad, you may want to try out the controller before putting it into your repeater system. Simply hook up DC power and plug in an 8-ohm speaker. All touch tone commands entered through the front panel keypad must be terminated with the pound key. You may want to think of the pound key as an enter key. Commands can also be entered over the phone. Simply plug the controller into a phone line and call it from another line. After it answers, you can enter touch-tone commands just as you would from any command channel, but you must terminate each telephone command with the pound key. Please remember that the pound key is only used as an enter key when entering commands from the front panel and from the phone. It is not used when entering commands over the air. Please see Chapter 2 for initial dip switch settings. If you don't have a control receiver connected, switch 3 must be on. You are now ready to power up your controller.
RC96 V4.2.
All command code prefixes mentioned here on the tape have been programmed into your controller at the factory and are listed on the programming sheet. They can all be changed using the command code prefix programming commands listed in Chapter 7 and on the programming reference card. First, we'll activate the touch tone pad test to be sure that all keys are being decoded. Enter 5, followed by all keys, one at a time.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, Sierra, zero, P, A, B, C, D.
If your controller didn't read back all keys, see Chapter 2 for information on audio levels. Touch tones sent through the repeater receiver are muted, and they are replaced by the touch tone cover tone. This feature makes your system secure by not retransmitting the actual tones while letting other users know that the system is in use. To make an auto patch, enter the auto patch prefix followed by the number that you want to call all as one transmission. After on keying, the controller will say auto patch, followed by a brief pause. The phone number will then be read back, followed by a second short pause. Briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial the number. Enter star followed by a phone number.
Auto patch 7273330.
Allowing the number to be read back assures the user that he entered it correctly before it is dialed. If you don't want your users to have to key their mics to initiate dialing, select either the dial without click mode or the no readback mode. These modes are selected with control operator commands listed in Chapter 5 and on the control operator's reference card. Hang up the patch with the patch hangup command, the pound key. Like all other controller commands, you can make the hang-up command any sequence you wish. Your controller has a 10-number emergency autodialer and a 190-number user-loadable autodialer. The user-loadable autodialer is separated into two banks, 0 and 1. Bank 0 contains locations 10 through 99, while Bank 1 holds locations 100 through 199. To load a number into Bank 0 location 30, enter the Bank 0 load erase prefix, followed by 30, followed by the phone number, all as one sequence. Enter 45630 and a phone number.
Auto-dialed right.
To dial Bank 0, location 30, enter the Bank 0 activate prefix and 30. Enter star 30.
Auto-dialed 30. 7273330.
As with the auto patch, briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial. Hang up an auto dial call with the patch hang up command, the pound key. I will discuss the emergency auto dialer in a few minutes. For all of the information on using the auto patch and auto dialers, see Chapter 4 of the manual. Several remote-based transceivers can be connected to your system. The controller handles synthesized rigs with frequency readback like this.
146.52S 224.14 minus 440.025 plus.
When a remote is on in the transmit mode, an additional courtesy tone is generated to alert users that they are going out the remote. See Chapter 4 for the details on remote base operation, and Chapter 8 for hookup info. Your controller normally operates in the locked mode, where programming or configuration commands are not accepted. It is necessary to unlock the controller to program messages, command code prefixes, timers, macro sets, etc. You do not unlock the controller to enter user and control operator level commands. For all of the details on unlocking and locking, see Chapter 6 of the manual. Your controller was shipped with the unlock code 123456789 0, with pound on the end when entered through the front panel keypad and over the phone. You may reprogram the unlock code to any 10-digit sequence you wish, as described in Chapter 6. Chapter 6 lists all of the programming commands and describes them. These commands are also on the programming reference card. First, I'll take you through the programming of three messages: the repeater's forced CW ID, a bulletin board, and an emergency autodial response message. The first two examples appear in Chapter 6, so feel free to follow along in the manual. Please stop the tape here and reread the message editor section in Chapter 6, as you will need a basic understanding of its operation before we proceed. As you see, several commands control the message editor's operation. Star 0 stores your edited message into memory. Star 1 deletes the last character, allowing you to backspace. Star 2 lets you read back what you have entered so far. And star 4 aborts the message editor and returns you to the unlocked UL prompt. Please remember that these commands are only used by the message editor and don't apply when programming command code prefixes, timers, emergency autodial phone numbers, macro sets, etc. Now we'll unlock the controller and program the three messages. Enter the unlock code through any command channel.
UL
Star 1001 selects the forced CWID message.
FI
Our repeater's call sign is WA6AXX with slash R on the end. Using the Morse code character touchtone codes, the sequence will be 91210621929212. The message can be entered all as one sequence, however, I'm going to enter it a few characters at a time to reduce possible mistakes. Whoa, error. I accidentally entered P as the last character instead of R. I'll enter star 1. There. I backspaced one character and deleted the P. Now I can enter 72. And my mistake has been corrected. To hear the whole message before writing it into memory, enter star 2. Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
Great. We have just programmed one of the 7 ID messages, and the UL is telling us that the controller is still unlocked and ready for the next programming command. If we were finished programming, we could lock the controller back up with the pound key. Our next programming example is a synthesized speech message. We'll load the bulletin board message 1 with Call the control operator for information about tonight's 8:30 meeting. See you later. Using the speech vocabulary touchtone codes, the sequence will be star 751, star 444, star 624, star 630, 04, star 996, star 855, 45, star 915, 08, 30, 60, 35, 34, 23, 82, star 956, star 210. These codes can be entered all as one sequence, but as we did before, we'll enter the message a few characters at a time. If the controller isn't still unlocked, enter the unlock code.
UL.
Enter star 1123 to select the bulletin board 1 message.
B1.
Now we'll start entering the message.
Call the control. Operator 4, information. About tonight's 8:30 meeting. See you later.
Now, we'll enter star 2 to review the whole message.
Call the control operator for information about tonight's 8:30 meeting. See you later.
Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
Your controller has 10 emergency autodial locations, which hold the numbers of emergency services. Since the letter P is on the number 7 of touch-tone keypads, let's program the local police number into location 7. First, we'll program the response message, which will be spoken when this location is activated by system users. With the controller unlocked, enter star 1117 to select the emergency autodial 7 message.
E7.
The touch tone code for the word police is star 968.
Police.
Star 0 stores the message in memory.
Right. UL.
The emergency autodial phone numbers are loaded into the controller with programming commands listed in Chapter 6 and on the programming reference card. Our local police number is 297-3565. To load it into location 7, with the controller unlocked, I'll enter star 5207-297-3565. All is one sequence.
UL.
Remember that star 0, which we used before with the message editor, is not used here to store the phone number. It is only used to store edited messages into memory. The controller's command code prefixes are changed with programming commands listed in Chapter 6. Each prefix can be from 1 to 7 digits long and may contain all keys except pound and D. From the factory, the touch-tone pad test prefix is programmed as 5. If we want to change it to A3C, with the controller unlocked, we would enter star 5019A3C. All is one sequence.
CMD. UL.
The new prefix is stored in the controller's non-volatile memory and remains until it is changed again. Chapter 6 lists the timers that can be programmed. Time is entered directly in seconds as part of the programming command. Let's set the emergency autodial timer to 10 minutes. 10 minutes equals 600 seconds. So with the controller unlocked, enter star 4005600. All is one sequence.
A-E-U-L.
Chapter 5 of the manual provides reference information on the control operator level commands. These commands are also listed on the control operator reference card. The control op commands consist of a programmable prefix, followed by 1 and 2 digit root codes. The prefix can be changed at any time remotely and can be from 1 to 7 digits long. Your controller was shipped from the factory with a control operator prefix of 123. You don't unlock the controller to enter control op level commands. Let's enter a few. To enable long distance on the auto patch, enter 12327.
L-E.
To disable the repeater, enter 12301. To re-enable it, enter 12300.
R-E.
The controller has a variety of control operator level commands for selecting numerous functions. These commands may be entered individually or selected as groups with macro sets. The macro sets store the control operator enable disables and mode selections. They also store the user state of the remote base, the user function logic output states, and the up-down state of the touchtone access mode. Macro sets greatly simplify the job for your control operators, because by entering just one command, multiple functions can be changed. This allows you to have a normal daytime mode, a nighttime mode, an emergency mode, etc. See Chapter 6 for information on storing the macro sets. Chapter 4 of the manual describes the user-level features of the controller. Since these are user commands, you do not unlock the controller for them. To activate the Bulletin Board 1 message, which we programmed a few minutes ago, enter 37.
Call the control operator for information about tonight's 8:30 meeting. See you later.
3-1 gives us the forced CW ID. (931) turns on user function output number 3. Before leaving your site, be sure to change the controller's unlock code from the factory default for security. Simply flip DIP switch 8 on and enter a new 10-digit code. You may include all keys except pound and D.
ULPGM.
Now, turn switch 8 off and make sure that your controller unlocks with your new code. We hope that this tape has been helpful to you getting started with your new RC96 repeater controller. If you have any questions that the manual doesn't clearly answer, feel free to contact us here at Advanced Computer Controls. Our technical support telephone number is area code 408-727-3414 and is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and from 12:30 to 3 p.m. West Coast time.
'73 from Advanced Computer Controls.